Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, I'm going to throw myself under the bus here.
Okay.
And it goes against every radio guideline we have because essentially, I mean, this is a popularity contest.
Well, actually, that last break went along every radio guideline.
Even in our failure, it was fun anyway.
Yeah. We tried.
But this one here, I mean, our goal really is to make you guys like us and listen to us. It's a popularity contest.
Right?
That's what our ratings are based on. And I think I'm going to share a story with you guys that comes from personal experience. It's going to make you guys, a lot of you guys, dislike me forever.
What happened?
Because had this happened to my kid and somebody else was relaying the story, I would look at them differently.
Okay.
Happened 2 weeks ago. We took the kids to the zoo. And at the very tail end of the day, like right before you exit the zoo, there's a playground there. It's like the last thing you can do with all the kids. They get to hang out. And there's this playground. It's safe in there. And they're all, you know, it's like any other playground. It's complete pandemonium. And you got all sorts of kids in there from all sorts of different ages. I mean, you've got from my youngest, 18-month-old, to like kids that are 8, 10, 12 years old, all jumping on the equipment and stuff also, right? So we're in the playground, and I'm watching Hollis, because Hayden's six years old now. He can pretty much take care of himself on a playground. I don't worry about him, but the 18-month-old man or the 19-month-old, that's the one that sketches me out.
And that's that's the age where they'll just hustle away if you take your eyes off him, right?
Yeah, there's that, but I mean, it's in a confined space, so I knew he wasn't going to take off, but you got to watch. I mean, they don't have any kind of, they have no judgment of who's around them, and they're just walking to what they see.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who runs in front of them. They're going to get knocked over. If there's a, what's this deal?
Teeter-totter?
Yeah, the seesaw. You know, they see this. They'll go right underneath it. He's 19 months old, so I'm a little sketched out. So I am gingerly following him. Like, I am 6 inches from him. I hate playgrounds to begin with. I do. As a parent, it's the one place I hate to go more than any place else is the playground. I am sketched out. It's just a disaster area for injury, right?
And do you think it's because Hayden had gotten stitches one time? Didn't he get stitches?
That wasn't at the playground. That was in a bathtub, yeah. But just the way that they're set up and everything, they can fall easily. They can fall off of things if you're not watching. I am just always sketched out when my kids are at a playground. So anyway, here we are in this overcrowded playground at the zoo, and my 19-month-old is working his way up slides and down slides with every one of the other kids. And you realize after a while as a parent, you get all different walks of life, and the way kids are raised are so different. There are some kids that are completely out of hand, and there are other kids that are very disciplined. There are other kids that could not care less who's around them and who's in line. They are butting to the front of the line, and they are elbowing other kids, and it doesn't matter. They have no radar, no consciousness of all, right? Rude. So I'm following Hollis around, and I'm watching this one kid. It's the one kid on the playground who's just starting to get underneath my skin.
Oh, no.
Because he is, like, pushing kids down.
How old is he?
And he looked like he was 6 years old.
All right.
He's pushing kids down. He's not waiting his turn. He's bugging all the other kids. He's pushing on them. He's pulling on them. Overly aggressive kid. So I'm on just about to get on a slide with Hollis when this kid works his way up the slide. And again, he's elbowing left and right, and he runs into me and runs under my legs, and he's just being obnoxious. And generally, you have a filter to stop doing something like this.
Oh, no.
He ran by me, and I pinched the back of his arm. Not even my kid. A strange kid.
Did you,
just
correct him on something? Like, hey.
I didn't even talk to him. He just went by me, and I just knew that he was under my skin. And I just knew that somehow, some way, someone had to stop the kid.
So you pinched him.
I pinched him on the tricep.
And what happened?
Yeah, what was his
He looked around like, where did that come? He didn't. It wasn't enough to like make him cry or make him go ah or yell, but he felt it.
It would.
And he looked around and he couldn't tell what kid did it, but it was me.
That is so bizarre. That is so bizarre that you wouldn't, like, reprimand.
No, wow. I didn't say, hey, wait your turn or anything, which I normally would. I just think that I had built myself up into such a lather, and I disliked this kid so much.
That is so funny.
That this strange kid walked by me.
Did you take responsibility for it?
And I sort of had a Scrubs moment, you know, where they see things, but they don't really do it, and you have that mental filter to stop it. And my arm just reached out, and I nailed him right there on the tricep. And as soon as I did it, I felt really bad about it. But there was some part of me felt a little vindicated by it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I pinch in a 6-year-old.
Do you judge?
Way to go, tough guy.
Do you judge yourself more for doing that or his parents for having an unruly kid and not doing anything about it?
I put it on his parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think kids basically, there are some kids that are naturally more aggressive than others, but I also think it's the responsibility of the parents to say, look, when you're in this atmosphere, you gotta slow it down, man. You gotta wait your turn. You got 9 kids in front of you, and you've got little kids also, and learn how to not be rude.
Now, do you think that those parents know that they have brats for kids? Like, are there parents that will admit, yeah, I haven't done a great job disciplining my kids, and my kids are brats?
I don't know if parents that have brats know that they are or not. I think some of them have given up.
Some of them do.
Have just like gone, yeah. That's it. That's just the way
he
is.
I've never heard a parent admit, yeah, my kids are rotten, evil brats.
I've heard that.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Well, even think of the TV show The Nanny. Yep, he's just a brat. He punches his sister. He won't eat his dinner. He won't clean his room. There's nothing I can do with him. And like Bert said, once the parent has given up, then that is like their white flag. They're like,
right.
Brat. The word brat is written
and
on
kid
it.
Wins. And once he wins like that, he knows it or she knows it. You know?
But of course, I can't condone the pinching, even though I think that's funny.
That was wrong.
It's a good thing you don't carry a cigarette later around.
But I don't.
Such a knee-jerk reaction.
But I don't criticize parents who discipline other kids when it comes to saying something to them. You know what I mean? I'm not saying spanking.
Yeah, I absolutely should have said,
But if you say something to the kid, I think you're completely in the, you know, it's okay to do that.
And I've done that before. No problem, you know. For whatever reason, this was just a knee-jerk reaction. And I physically touched a kid.
You became a child. Like, you did what
you
did.
I did. You became a little kid.
What would you say to Hayden if Hayden pinched another kid? You'd yell at him.
Well, me and his mom don't really see eye to eye on that whole thing.
What do you want him to do? You want him to beat his ass?
No, not beat ass, but he's starting to get picked on by some kids at school, and my first reaction is like, tell him to stop, and if they don't stop, then
punch him in the eye.
Give him back to what they're giving you. And Stacy's like, nope, under no circumstances do you throw a punch. So we've gone round and round about that.
But are they picking on him, like, pushing physically?
Yeah.
Knock him out.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
No, she's telling him, go to the teacher.
Stay sweet.
Teacher will take care of it. I just think it's soft. I know. I don't like it.
It's 1,000% a guy-girl thing.
I don't like it.
No, it's not.
You say, go ahead.
I say, don't start the fight, but finish it.
That's what I say. I say, give him the warning. Like, say, stop. And if he keeps doing it, then push him back.
Yeah.
I mean, do your thing.
It's not a gender thing. If he's sticking up for someone else. Like, I wonder if Stacey would change her tune if somebody was picking on Hollis and Hayden came in to defend him.
Yeah.
She would want him to defend his little brother.
It hasn't evolved into that, but yeah, I would want him to
definitely
push the other kid down. She told me that some other kid, like someone was making fun of Hayden the other day because he's small, and some other kid came up and defended Hayden.
Aww.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good for that kid.
Yeah.
Have you taught Hayden the trick about holding a roll of coins in his hand when he hits someone?
I've got him working the nunchucks.
Buddy. The rings on the fingers.
Oh, my God. Hayden with nunchucks is awesome.
Hey, Alice, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just got to say, Bert, you were talking about a popularity contest. I listen to you forever now. I think you lived out a lot of parents' dreams.
I seriously don't know what came over me, and I felt bad about it after it happened, but it was just my knee-jerk reaction.
Sometimes those kids are just so completely out of control, and, you either want to pinch the kid or you want to pinch the parent, and it's like, what are you doing?
And you never do it. You just don't do it.
But you want to.
Let me ask you a question.
I did.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think, what are the, percentage-wise... What are the chances that you get into a verbal or physical altercation with the man you witness pinching your son for cutting in line?
Well, I got to be honest. You probably do. I mean, I think as father to father, you go up to him and you go, "What did you just do?"
Let's just say,
yeah, if somebody did that to
Hayden, you were at the bottom of the slide and you just happened to look up at the same time. You would go up to that dude and go, "Dude, did you seriously just pinch a 5-year-old?"
Yes, I would absolutely do that. I would have absolutely confronted me on it.
If you had gotten into a fist fight over pinching a 6-year-old,
I know.
You realize
at the zoo, nonetheless.
At the zoo, you do realize
dad wars.
If I got that phone call about, hey, Jeff, we're gonna have to find a way to deal with this on Monday. I got arrested Saturday afternoon. I got arrested on Saturday. I'm like, oh, did you get in a fight at Jack and Diane's? No, I did get in a fight though at the zoo. At the where? At the zoo.
Playground. Right after the petting zoo, you know that playground.
I got in a fight at the playground at the zoo. I was at that new bar on Moreland? No, literally, I was at the zoo. In the playground. And I pinched every step of that story, I wouldn't believe you. So I pinched a 6-year-old. What?
Hey, Donna, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
How y'all doing?
All right.
Good. I love your show. Listen to it every day.
Thanks.
But I give you kudos for doing that. I take my grandson to the park and to the playground, and I experience, he's 3. And big kids, like 8 years old, are not supposed to be on this playground. They're for 5-year-olds. But I don't care. I don't say anything. But they'll shove him down the slide. They'll push him out of the way. He's scared to go up. The parents are sitting there. So you know what? You should control your child. I would never let my grandson do that. So.
But you thought about it.
Oh, yes. I thought about doing the same thing you've done. Worse, pushing them down the slide.
But you got that, but you got that mental filter where you don't do it.
That
was really an episode of Scrubs.
Yes.
We would have to get a voice disguiser that's like built by the CIA to get these phone calls.
Oh, no.
But I guarantee you that there are teachers who have tripped or pushed down kids in the hospital.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee it, like, the kid, it just won't stop running, and the teacher's, like, letting them all in the classroom. When they go by, it just gives a little, you know.
I don't think anybody would confess to it.
What do they weigh, 40 pounds? It's not hard to get them down on the ground.
Hey, Carla, you're on Q100. Go ahead.
You just don't even, you can use 3 fingers.
Hey, Bert, right, I was going to say, I totally agree with you. I have a 15-month-old. And I hate the playground as well. This kid was bothering my kid the whole time. He ran by. I was going to trip him. I look around. His mom happened to go around the corner at that time. But I totally agree. It's the parent's responsibility to teach your kid how to act. And snotty kids that come to the park coughing and hacking. It's a nightmare.
Did you just confess to looking around to make sure, quote, the coast was clear before you assaulted the 5-year-old?
Yeah, I sure did. It's like the mama bear came out of me, and I was ready to take this kid out.
Yeah, I didn't do any recon. It was a knee-jerk reaction. She's worse than I am.
Oh, that's funny.
You were looking for a teacher to confess that they actually pushed
no
out.
Way.
Here we go. Hey, Barbara, you're on the voice disguiser.
Hi, Bert. I love y'all's show.
Thank you.
My babies used to be in daycare, and they were 1. And there was always this little 2-year-old, you know, when they're mixing, when they're learning to get to the day class? There was always this 2-year-old, I guess, who would be pushing on them. And so they were 1, and I took it as kids being kids. And one day my babies were crying. Went to go pick them up, and they're like, she pushed on them again. You know, she pushed them. And I just got so upset, and I went and pushed the little girl down and made her cry. And I was like, my babies are wrong. And they were little cute, innocent things. Then I felt better after that, and she didn't mess with them anymore.
I'm sure she did it, poor thing.
Oh, that's come out, man.
That's sad.
She's having nightmares about that.
I don't want to condone this kind of behavior, so I feel like I got to take a call from somebody that's chewing my ass out.
Okay.
Darren, go ahead.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
I got to disagree with you. I don't think pinching the kid was right.
I agree with you. It was absolutely wrong.
I'm a parent myself. I have 5 kids, actually, and I got to tell you, if I would have saw somebody else touching one of my children, it would have been a problem.
Yeah, Jeff said the same thing. Had somebody done that to my kid, I definitely would have confronted the dad, for sure. Mm. Absolutely.
There's something with a guy with a northern accent who says,
yeah,
do we got a problem?
We got a problem, like, here.
Ooh,
you old man.
Hey, no. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
The Bert Show.